Hey! And that was the Garangali Band from far east Arnhem Land, up in the Northern Territory. And the Garangali Band were part of last month's annual Bush Bands Bash in the Northern Territory, held just outside of Alice Springs. And the Bush Bands Bash is the theme of this week's rotations program. However, first, 3CR would like to acknowledge the Kulin Nation, true owners, caretakers, and custodians of the land from which we broadcast. 3CR pays respect to elders, past and present, of the Kulin Nation. We recognise their unceded sovereignty. You're with Marty here on 3CR. I'm normally on the Wednesday breakfast program. In a moment, we'll hear from Brendan, who's a member of Garangali Band. He, along with all the other bands and artists who were at the Bush Bands Bash workshop, were there for 4 days leading up to the annual concert. It's the 21st year of the Bush Bands Bash concert this year. It's a hugely successful event. About 3,000 people probably attended the concert, which was just outside Alice Springs. And the workshop, the 4 day workshop, that was held at Ross River, which is east of Alice Springs, about 70 kilometres outside of Alice Springs. I was very lucky to interview several members of different bands, and yeah, here's Brendan.
Hello. How's everyone doing out there?
Thanks for making some time. I think you've just wrapped up your last rehearsal for the workshop, is that correct?
Yes, and yeah, boys are really pumped up, you know, getting ready for tomorrow's big performance. But overall, in the last few days here at the workshop, has been really inspiring by, you know, seeing other band groups within central areas and listening to their music, listening to their stories. Yeah, we feel privileged to be here, you know. You know, we come from a saltwater country, you know, top end, northeast Arnhem Land, place called Baniela. It's a small, remote community, and we don't get much opportunity to go out and, you know, go out in the States. We went to a couple of states back in a couple of years back, and that was in the East Coast. And now we tried to reach out, maybe going down to Western Australia, perhaps, you know. But at least we're there halfway. We're right in the middle of Australia, yeah. And which is great.
How long ago was that? That you say the East Coast. How long ago was that? Did you do a few shows over there? Did you?
That was back in 2000. What's today? 25. So 2018, 19, yep. Somewhere around there. Yep. But since then, everything's been all quiet, you know, with a lot of family issues, and, you know, that can also, you know, be a barrier in the music area, but there's always time for music, you know. But like I say, you know, family comes first. But yeah, balancing that into a music world, it's that's where the healing takes part, you know?
Through the music.
Yeah.
Can you just tell me a little bit, tell everyone a little bit about the area, the region? You touched on it a moment ago, but just paint a little picture for us about what that region is like, where Garangali Band is from.
Garangali Band, our community, Baniela, is right on the coastal. It's right on the coast. We're not far from Groot. It's known like Groot Island is not far from where we are. The nearest township would be Mirkala or Gulf. But going back to Baniela, it is a coastal area. A lot of mangroves there. It's crocodile country. I suppose that's where Garangali first got their name from. Garangali means crocodile nest. So there you go.
Is it great to have everybody back together? You see, it's been a bit quiet. Family things have been more
what you've been looking after the last couple of years. Is it great to have the band back together? It's always good when the band gets back together, isn't it?
Yes, you know, we're a family band and it's always good, you know, coming back together, you know, and being on the road. It's been a while, like I said, but, you know, it's good, you know, to have that connection within the family, in the band. You know, it's a good feeling. I remember first coming here and everybody, like, introduced each other, where we're from, you know, and each other's name, their band. Everyone's a bit nervous at first, but, you know, last few days, you know, it's been really good with this workshop. It brings sort of unity in a way, you know, and that's really good. It's a good feeling now. I can see, like, today, I think everyone's getting excited for tomorrow night, but everyone's been really friendly and starting to talk to one another, and that's a good feeling. That's a good vibe.
I like that you've pointed that out, because I've been feeling that actually today too. There's a bit of there's a real vibe growing this afternoon, particularly this afternoon after 3 days here. I'm guessing this is the first time you've been to the Bush Band's concert. Yes, going on what you've just said. Yes.
Yes, it is a first time. Yeah. First time, and really special.
And just back onto the sort of the early origins of Garangali Band, can you tell me how it got together? Because you're out the front there, you're playing keys, you look like you're sort of running the show from where I've been standing. How did it actually come together in the first place?
Well, this band really started as a small band, and our music background is all got to do with gospel music. Back in the days, you know, there were a lot of gospel singing and songs. So you sort of learn how to play an instrument by listening to gospel music and singing, you know. And then you have people, especially in our region, you know, the Yuti Indi, for example, you know. They were a big inspiration, you know? Everyone knows them. And that sort of gave us more, you know, encouragement, more something to believe in, you know, to share our songs and our music, our story. Mm. One of the first music that you heard in your community, you know, and that's how our old people learned about music, through gospel, and then you sort of got that, what are they singing about, you know? And then you can easily pick up the melodies and, you know, they're singing something. They're singing songs about something, you know? Because you grow up in a community that you only hear Iraqi, which is the didgeridoo and the clapstick, and the singing with the men, you know, and dancing, you know? And then all of a sudden you hear this different song lines, and you got all these different instruments that involves of telling their stories. So growing up in that sort of environment, you know, makes you want to, you know, come up with your own stories. And
is there a sense of pride in the community about Garangali Band? In your community, that is?
It is. We're very proud, and, you know, because, after all, we're not here to represent ourselves. We're here to represent our community and our families back home, and sharing that storylines from back home. So that's really important, and, you know, we feel real proud of that.
Another one of the artists we spoke to at the Bush Band's Bash Workshop was Jamie Fajo, a young chap who fronts Fajo in the Cruisers. Jamie sort of took on the role as the front man of a band that his father used to also perform in and founded the band. We had a chat to Jamie at the workshop ahead of the concert, and let's have a listen to what he had to say.
All right.
Bush Bands 2025. We're at Ross River, and I'm with Jamie Fijo. How are you?
What's up? Good.
Well, first of all, this is your first Bush Bands, is that correct?
Yes.
And firstly, well, actually, I should introduce the name of your band. It's Fijo and the Cruisers, correct?
Yes, it is.
And am I right in thinking that it's a newish band?
Yeah, kind of.
How did it come about?
Well, before Fijo and the Cruisers, there was a band named Max and the Cruisers. It was originally my dad's band.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the Bush Bash in 2013, and then the year later, sadly, he passed away.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and then the young fellas have been asking me if I wanted to take on his legacy and, you know, start traveling around and doing music and stuff with them. So I was keen to join, and I'm like, yeah. I just wanted to make my old man proud and the whole family. So
that's very, very cool. So it's actually your dad's old band.
Yes, it is.
And but you were playing music in your own right before joining with these guys, weren't you?
Yes, I was doing a couple of music in school.
Yep.
I do a lot of rapping as well.
Yeah, I heard about that.
But mainly what I'm focusing on right now is the Cruisers. So I'm just trying to make, like I said, I'm just trying to make my families proud and share out all my musics and songs, and I'm just trying to put it out there.
That's cool. I want to ask you about the rapping, but let's get back to that soon. Because this band, where does the band hail from? Where is it originally from?
The band is originally from Hermansburg community, a remote community southwest of Alice Springs, 225 k's out. My father started the band up. We've got a couple of the older players that are still in the band and a few new ones.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Hermansburg. I actually went out there once a long, long time ago. I had a mate who was working out there, and it's sort of really the middle of the country, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And that's where you grew up?
Yes. I was born and raised, born in Alice Springs, but mostly raised out at Hermansburg community. Been up and down to Darwin and stuff to see families. That's my last name come from, Darwin area, Fijo.
Yeah.
I'm part of the Larrakia Nation and part of the Desert Mob as well, so a bit of up and down. You can hear it through my music.
Yep.
I've got a bit of saltwater families as well. Speak Hmong from Goulburn Island, Warawi, a little remote island. I think 220-something kilometres northeast, I believe.
So you have been up and down. You've travelled quite a bit.
Yep, travelled quite a bit.
Now we can hear a bit of music there in the background. Obviously, that's bands rehearsing here at the Bush Bands workshop, which is essentially what it's all about. It's rehearsal, workshop, learning some new skills and meeting some new folks. How have you been enjoying this 3-4-day workshop so far?
It's just spectacular, I should say. I gladly got to meet every single band we are going up against. Good people. It is wonderful out here, peace and quiet. We get to yarn with everyone, tell them who we are, where we come from, what we do, and yeah, it's just amazing, really.
And it's an amazing part of the country to be doing this in as well. It's about, for anyone not familiar with Ross River, we're about 50 minutes, I suppose, drive from Alice Springs. It's just one of the most stunning parts of the world I think I've ever seen. It's beautiful.
Yeah, well, as soon as we got here, we were first invited to the land by the traditional owners and stuff like that, and the staff managers. I mean, from start, everything was all great, you know, we just felt welcome straight away.
And your rapping, has that been something that you've done since you were very young, when you're in school?
Well, I've started off singing, really. I've never thought about rapping. I've started rapping not quite long ago. I'd say probably about 6 months back.
Why is that? Is there any like something that you heard, some rap that you heard, or someone that influenced you to want to give it a go?
It's actually my own decision. I wanted to challenge myself and see what I can do for myself and stuff like that as well. You know, like as a vocalist, and yeah, it's just every corner I turn, I just want to challenge myself, see what I can do, and what I can bring up on the stage as well. So
fantastic. But the two that you keep the two are sort of quite separate at the moment, aren't they?
Yes, band and rapping.
Now that's cranking up that music, isn't it? It sounds pretty cool though. Wonder who that is.
PAW.
So they do all the for anyone not familiar, do a lot of the technical stuff here.
Yes.
Now the actual concert, the Bush Bash Band's concert on Sunday. You said you've been to it before.
Yes, I've been to it before, but I was amongst the crowd.
Yeah. So this will be first time on stage.
Yeah, first time on stage.
Now it's interesting, isn't it? Because you've got to play a pretty tight set, 20 minutes. So that's part of the challenge, is to actually whittle the set down to just 20 minutes. Get on stage, blow everybody away, and finish in 20 minutes. So there's a bit involved in like sticking to the schedules.
Yes. Well, the previous schedules was actually 30 minutes, but then they've dropped it down to 20 minutes because I'm not sure what happened there. But last year they had 30 minutes, but this year it's 20 minutes. So I had 10 songs lined up originally, went to 20 minutes each, 3 minutes each, made it up to 20 minutes. But then I had to chuck 5 away, made it up to 20 minutes, and then boom. I'll see what happens from there.
You got it into 20 minutes. But it's not an easy thing to do, so well done. Now, just finally, you mentioned family and making family proud. That must be a wonderful thing to do as well. And what's the reaction been like from family with what you're doing with the band?
I don't know. Most people think that I'm famous because I post stuff on TikTok and stuff like social media. Cool. And it's just the content that I get and the reaction from some of the outside families and some people that I don't even know. Fans that listen to my songs come up to me, take pictures and stuff. I mean, it's exciting to see. And plus, it just makes me want to keep going as who I am. You know?
Yeah, I love what you said about trying new things, challenging yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do, isn't it?
It's just, I don't know, it's just the me of checking out my checkbooks that I keep in my mind, I don't know, just to challenge myself whenever I do something differently and stuff like that, as in like rapping, singing. Now I've got a band, you know. I don't know, a couple of years' time I might try it country or rock. It depends.
Yeah, why not?
Different genres.
Yeah, actually, so just finally on that, that's a good point to finish on. What's some of the earliest music you remember listening to, or some of the early artists that made you think, I'd like to play music? Obviously, there's your dad, but anyone that we might know of, any other bands or that you heard and thought, geez, I like that?
Well, for me, as I was growing up in the Hermansburg community, first band was the Country Lads.
Okay.
My grandfather used to be the lead singer, and a couple other family members. And then we've got Ilkari Maru and Chupi Band and Teenage Band. Spin Effects Band and all that.
Cool.
There's heaps more, trust me. I love listening to music. I just love how the way they pronounce things in different languages, and especially the deliverance of the sound and stuff like that. What they can do with instruments. I mean, there's a lot of talented people in the Northern Territory and all around Australia. I mean, like, yeah, I just love everything about music. That's who I am, that's who I was, you know, and that's who I will always will be.
I love it. I think that's a pretty good note to leave it on, and obviously there's a lot still to do today, so I'll let you get back into it and really appreciate your time. Thanks, mate.
All right, thanks.
da arma irare irare unna itinga
And that was Without You by Feijo and the Cruisers, who were among the big favourites at the concert of the Bush Bash Bands, Bush Bands Bash, I'll get that right, after all these time. They were one of the favourites. Up next is a chat I had with Warren H. Williams, who is actually Jamie's grandfather. And Warren was among the, I suppose you'd call a mentor at the workshop, who was talking to the artists about some of the aspects to do with, like, you know, being on tour and, you know, being able to manage and cope with some of the stresses that come with being away from family. And Warren is also from Hermannsburg, and his own father, Gus, was a musician, very well known up in that area, the Williams family. Warren's a very well respected and renowned musician in his own right, and I was lucky enough to get a few moments of his time as well.
Hello.
How you going, brother? How are things?
Going very well. Thanks for making some time to talk to us. Really appreciate it. It's been a great day here so far.
No, I reckon you're one of the most important people here this weekend. So, yeah, I mean, the weather's beautiful. I can just say that.
The weather is absolutely stunning. It is absolutely magnificent. Do we just get lucky here this week, or is it like this in paradise?
I think this is one of the best years. It's been nice, but it's got cooler. I mean, I know you're not thinking it, but like people like me, I'm all rugged up. So. But it's been beautiful. I mean, like, you know, the fellas are all enjoying the weather. You can all see them dressed up in jackets, so, yeah, which is okay.
Now, today was great. There's been lots of great stuff here, mentoring, vocal coaches, all sorts of really valuable information for the musicians who are attending. the Bush Bash business. And you spoke today, I think, was really important, some of the messaging that yourself and Damien Armstrong was delivering. Just can we just talk a little bit about the value of some of those ideas and things that you were sharing with the musicians here?
Well, it was the support act thing, and it's all about, like, how do you feel, like, because we never mentioned, this is the first time that we had a mental program, like mental health program here tonight, and we spoke about it. Like, people like us, me and Damien, have been doing this for a long time, and we know what it is to be feeling a bit down when you're away from home. And, like, you know, I want to share the stories with these young fellas here that, you know, if you are feeling a bit down, there's always someone that you can talk to. Like here, for instance, we've got the mentors here. I mean, if you want to talk to someone, you talk to the mentors. Or if you don't want to talk, you talk to one of your staff, I mean, the band members, you know? Yeah.
We can't be strong and stoic all the time, can we? Sometimes you need to have a chat to somebody.
I mean, like, when that thing takes over, it makes you feel like a little kid. You can never, ever go past it. You have to turn to someone to make you feel good, you know? And, we are never strong. We say, oh, I'm strong. I can face that. No, you can't. I mean, you need someone to give you a hand.
Yeah, we've got some music in the background. I mentioned we've got some vocal coaching going on. It's actually nice to have a little bit just over our shoulder here, some coaching going on. Now, you've been around the music business a very long time yourself. Is it a particularly nice thing for you to be around all these young musicians and these terrific bands?
Well, the reason that, like, one of the... I mean, I'm not a mentor, but I'm just here to be with the bands. I mean, like, for me, they always ask me to come because I've done the stuff. I mean, I'm still doing it. Like, it's about if you want to get past this... This is not the last gig. It's more, if you want to do it, you can go out and do it. But, you know, you have to have the wanting to do it. You know, like, it's, if you want the wanting, it's really, really hard to get it. Like, it's, yeah.
They're not highs all the time, are they, being on stage? And there's some of the things associated with it are challenging.
I mean, like, the first challenge would be getting the phone and ringing up someone. And you might never, ever get a call back or, you know, like, but it's always good to get a call back. I mean, like, it's, you know, touring is very, very hard. People, you know, the young fellas think that this is as big as it can get. No, there's more bigger things than this, you know.
And you take on a lot more when you play more shows, when you tour more. I think that's when the challenges kind of reveal themselves. And yeah, you get to play your music and reach more people, but like you said, you're away from home as well, and then there's a sort of drains on your energy. It can drain on your energy.
When you're away from home, there's a lot of things that can happen, but if you want to follow your dreams, your family has to support you too. If you don't have your family support, then you're wasting your time doing it. Like, for me, it's been really, really important that my ex-missus and my kids and all my family were right behind me, because they knew this was music was my dream, you know?
Yeah, let's talk about you a little bit. let's start. What was some of the first music? I've been asking a few of the people here over the last few days. What was some of the first music you ever remember hearing or being influenced by when you were a young fellow?
People get surprised when I say what my favourite music is. And when I tell them, they go, what is it? My favourite music of all time is Chinese opera.
Okay, I wasn't expecting that at all.
The old Chinese opera.
Really?
I'm talking about. Yeah, I love it. I love that sound. I don't know why, but it's because it was the first music that I heard from my grandfather's radio.
Ah, it's stuck with you. Yeah. The first stuff you heard.
Always been, you know, I've been into classical music and all that sort of stuff. So my classical music is the old style, the old style opera music. but I love that music because it is so good. Like, it fills my body. You know,
and right? So what happened there? As you got a little bit older and you started to hear other things, what sort of drew you? What was the sort of music that drew you in the musical direction that you went into?
I mean, because of the community that I was at Hermansburg, where I was living.
Oh, yes.
It was always, my dad was a country singer.
Yep.
So his country music influence in my life was the thing that set me off to my country music, yeah, style of music, yeah.
You must have played with a lot of good musos over the years.
I mean, in 96, I joined John Williamson for the first time. Then from then, I played with some of the greats. Like, I played with Tommy. Who else is there? I get stuck when people ask me that. I played, like, going to country music awards and country music festivals, I get to play with a lot of people. So, and it's so, like, they make, you know, you go to a festival and you think that you're the best in the world. You are nothing compared to those people.
Lucky back a peg or two. Now, you've got some new music, actually. I believe you've just released or just about to release some new music.
Yeah, I mean, my first single came out, I think, last month. And it's called Daria. It's called Hermansburg. And on that particular track, Casey Chambers and Shane Nicholson sing on it. They both sing Western Islander with me, so in my language.
That's really interesting. Now, how did that process work? Did they have to learn those lyrics through you in order to be able to do it, or did you just instruct them on it? Because that's a fascinating thing for them to be able to be a part of.
Well, Casey was always... We always talked about doing something like that, but never ever got around to doing it. And when I wrote the song Daria, she went, oh, Shane wrote a song called Hermansburg, which he won a gold guitar for. And I went, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, but then she came to the Karma Studios here in Alice, and she sang... I sent her the track, and she learned... Yeah. The chorus, I mean, the second verse and the chorus. And when she came in, well, she loved it. She did it.
Hit it out of the park.
Yeah.
Nice.
Then when we did the recording, when we did the show in Tama last year, I said, we need another vocal to do the second vocals. And Shane walked in and said, oh, well, you do. So it was so good. And that's how I got Shane and Casey on... The album.
Yeah, it's special.
The single, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the good thing about it is them two have been my two best favourite peoples in the world. You know, I took Shane out to Hermansburg when we were talking about the mental health thing. I took him out to my home and I left him there. So he found himself. So, you know, like, Casey... Same with Casey, like me and Casey. I've known Casey since she was a little girl, you know. But they were so really good friends to me.
Yeah.
And when I asked them, they went, yeah, we'll do it for you.
This room's going to start to fill up soon. Yeah. So what's coming up for you? What's on the horizon?
Well, the new album's coming out. The whole album is in Western Aranda, so yeah.
And the new album will be called?
Undawuma means, are you listening?
Yeah. Yep. And some shows around that?
I'd love to do some shows with that,
yep.
You know.
Yep. Fantastic. I'm going to leave it there. It's an absolute pleasure and to speak with you, and thanks for your time.
No worries, my brother. Cool.
Hey, cuz, we've been thinking about something for a while. Just wanted to get your advice. The government's got this compensation scheme for adoptees, stolen gen, you know, like me, but it's not going to make any difference from what I lost.
I don't know about that, brother. It's worth a shot. Yeah. What do you got to lose? They might buy you heaps.
Yeah, what are you going to want to have a crack at it, cuz?
If you are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander and were removed from family or community in the Northern Territory before 1 July 1978 or in the ACT or Jervis Bay before 11th of May 1989, you may be eligible for the Territory Stolen Generations Redress Scheme. If you know of a family member who was removed but passed away after the scheme was announced on the 5th of August 2001, you may be eligible to apply for redress for them. Call LinkUp Victoria, VACA, on 037-002-3700 and leave a message for a callback or contact the Territory Stolen Generations Redress Scheme on 1800-566-111.
A 3CR supporter.
That was Hey Jammu Jammu by Ulkari Maru, fronted by Liam Tunkin. And I had a chat with Liam at the workshop ahead of the concert as well. Here's Liam.
Hey, Egan.
Great to have you with us, Liam. The band's been rehearsing a bit the last couple of days ahead of the big concert. How's it been going?
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah, I bought all my other cousins and I bought my nephew, Jeremy. So some of them guys agreed to step in and help me here. So, yeah, it's really good. We're just going to practice back at home in called just a small place where called Omoa in Central Australia. We started practice in a couple of days, then we came here and we had a rehearsal yesterday, and yeah, looking forward to our next band practice for rehearsal.
Now, as I've discovered just today, Ilkari Maru has quite a long history. Can you just tell us a little bit about the history of the band?
Yeah, it's quite a long history. Back in 80s, where they haven't started since since I wasn't born yet. Even only with my, that was my, they haven't started the band when my oldest brothers, when they're kids. And it's really good for me and the families growing up with musician families. So yeah, I'm the new generation for Ilkari Maru Band. And when I was a kid, I was playing the drum and helping dad back at home. Yeah, because back in the days when I was a little boy, I was an extra drummer. Ilkari Maru. When I was 9 or 10. Yeah.
And you started out on the drums?
Yeah, drum was my first instrument. Yeah, it's really good for me. I'm proud to be a drunken family and proud to be a musician like my fathers and my uncles.
Now we can hear a bit of music in the background there. Bands rehearsing kind of all around us, really. Got three fantastic outdoor stages here at Ross River. So what you can hear in the background is live band rehearsal. You were saying you've basically grown up with music. How important is music in your life?
Yes, it's really good for me. Like when I saw Dad was performing when I was a little boy, I was really, really excited and really into music, because when I was growing up, I wasn't expecting that Dad was a musician back in the days. And I found out, how do you become a musician? And he told me, I'm a musician. I was playing for so many years, since you wasn't born yet, because that was my oldest two brothers was there when they're kids, then they've been start the band since I wasn't born yet. Yeah.
And just for people listening who wouldn't be familiar with the area, the region where you're from, can you just describe a little bit about where it is, where you grew up?
I grew up in a place called Armada. That's where the Central Australia, Maryland, next to place called there's place called Esrock. So you can see on the map Esrock next to, from Esrock to down the south to two and a half 1.5 hours drive from Esrock to Armada, so where the south.
I'm actually heading over that direction after Bushbands. Actually, I'm going to be going sort of right near there, which will be great. Looking forward to that. And one of the reasons I'm going there is I'll be seeing Jeremy Whiskey playing a show. Now, he's actually got a guest spot with your band this weekend. Is that correct?
Yeah. Jeremy is going to that place now, Ezra, maybe after this gig. So I asked him to come, ask him for permission to come and to help me out, and he agreed to come and help me. So yeah, and so I had a creed to help him to go to a place called East Rock. So I'm gonna be a drummer to help Jeremy. So because I'm Jeremy's me and Jeremy, we are family. Like, he's my nephew, because His mother is my sister, my cousin's sister, yeah.
That should be a terrific show, that one called Shadow of Uluru. And it's fantastic to hear that you're going to be playing drums out there. I'm looking forward to seeing that and the other bands. There's a couple of bands visiting from America who are going to be playing out there, Earthless and Brand Bjork, which is pretty exciting. But before all that, of course, we've got the Big Bush Bands concert happening. Have you played at the Bush Bands concert before?
Yeah, I was playing at Bush Band competition. Bush Band Best. That was back in 2014. I came here with my original band called Meshcraft Band. I was a bass player for them guys back in the days. And I came here, so this is my second time.
Bass, drums, singing, you do it all, mate.
Yeah, I was a bass player for band called Meshcraft Band. Yeah.
Cool. So Bush Bands, it's a pretty big deal up here, isn't it?
Yes. It's a really big, good deal about coming in, learning more activities about, like sharing and learning some older experience about music and talent. So one of our learning is about experience and skill about music in here. It's really good for everyone can come and join and learn more experience and skills.
Yeah, and it's an amazing, amazing place to be able to do that and share all that musical knowledge and make some new mates as well. It's pretty cool. Mate, I'll let you go. I really appreciate your time and can't wait to see the band on stage on Sunday.
Yeah, thanks.
You're on 3CR. It's his Rotations. It's our Bush Bands Bash special. The Bush Bands Bash was held last month. It's overseen and has been for the last 20 years. In fact, this year was the 21st year by Music NT, so the governing body in the Northern Territory for music. So a bit of a shout out actually to the folks at Music NT, to Mark and Zoe and everybody I met up at the Bush Bands Bash. Was fantastic. And they do a great job, and they have done for many, many years, bringing all these bands together. Another one of the artists who I was lucky enough to speak with was Jesse Kay. And Jesse, I had a chat with actually at the concert before the actual concert began. Jesse's actually worked as a mentor in years gone by at the workshop. But this year she was one of the featured artists, and it was great to get some of her time.
Hello.
Thanks for some time. Obviously, this is what everyone's been gearing up for, and it's a pretty special place to be here at Telegraph Station. How'd you enjoy the Bush Bands business, and was it actually, is that your first time that you've done that?
No, I've been, I participated a few years ago. My first one, I think, 2017, and then I applied again in 2019. Through the Divas program, I did mentoring with Divas as well as Sister Sounds, and then there was an opportunity to be a mentor with the Divas out at Bushman's business. So I did that last year, and that was incredible. Really enjoyed it, and it was good to see from different, like being a mentor and then also an artist. So that really was a good insight. But yeah, the week at there, Ross River, it was amazing. It was good to connect again with everyone in the music world and just have that space to be immersed in music, learning about music industry, and just, you know, having time to be able to work on your craft that you've been working on or work on other songs. I know it's like for the few couple of days it's pretty intense with workshops and you know, with APRA-MCOS, as well as, you know, our own social medias and working on that. So actually it gives us time to go and have a look at that.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool. And that's, you know, I did a link with Chloe from APRA AMCOS, and we did a link to my Instagram, so that was pretty cool. And I'm like, yay, you know, because she helped me to set that up.
Yeah.
And now when you go into my link on Instagram, you can see old videos that I've performed at different places and also upcoming one today, like today's... Yeah. Event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was even getting some help with Instagram. I'm not particularly good at it. So I actually picked up some tips as well, which I've been using.
Yeah.
We're actually getting a little bit of background music here, but that's because we're very close to things starting. So that's what we can hear in the background. It's a bit of warm-up music before the concert starts. Can you tell me a little bit about Desert Divas, which is a featured part, I suppose, or a specific part of the workshop?
Yes, Desert Divas. My first time was in 2017. I've never seen anything like it. I enjoyed music at home and performing, not performing, but just playing around the fire, around family, like just really something, you know, by myself. And then seeing that in an ad in the newspaper about this program that helps support Indigenous women to have a space in music and, you know, songwriting, performance, or just coming together as a group, and then going to those workshops with a mentor and then doing a showcase at the end of it after those workshops. And coming together was really special and so empowering too, because we're meeting other like-minded women and just being supportive and just made that little family. And that's something that I cherish, because it's like, oh, you know, doing the Bush Bands Bash now, but I always reflect to Divas, because that's where it's all started for me and my music journey. And so I just really love the program, and yeah, it's been fun. It's been great to catch up with old friends that I used to live in Alice Springs, so it's awesome that I get to come here and like catch up with them. And
now, you used to live in Alice Springs. Where are you now? Where are you based now?
I'm based back in my hometown, Mareeba, Queensland, far north Queensland, so it's nice to reconnect with friends and other musicians or other people in the industry. And it's really nice, and I feel like that's a little family that every time I come, whether it's mentoring or with music, I feel I'm just go straight back into this little
And that's your hometown. How did that help shape your earliest sort of music memories, or your earliest sort of forays into music?
Mareeba?
Yeah.
My mother played guitar, and my grandmother played guitar, and I think music is something that I just love. Like, I used to live in, like, watching them play, you know, my mother played guitar, but also we lived in the territory when we were small, so we went to like a festival, and I was just like, this is like, I really connected to the festival, and I was like, oh, I love this, because it was footy as well as music.
Yeah.
And so I've been around music, and like through church as well,
yes,
going to conventions, so that was like always music, and just watching and listening to other people play. So just, yeah, it's always been around me. But I think for Alice Springs, so creative space or in place, so that was, it was just like, it came, you know, like it just brought it out of me to be able to be creative, but in a safe space too, to do that.
Yeah.
And since then, it's been good. It's been awesome.
I've been fascinated the last few days at Ross River, asking different artists about, you know, early memories or early influences, like Garangali Band, for example. Brendan told me about how gospel was such a hugely important part of the band's earliest development, because it's such a big part of their local community.
Yes, that's for me, that's also because I lived in Bachelor, we went to church there, and that's where, like, I loved the guitar because my mum would play it, and then we had a learning lesson with the pastor there, and all of us had guitars. We was like 10, and he would play the church songs, and then we would be watching and then trying to play. And then from there, I took the guitar home, practiced those songs, practice, and then from there just kept going with other songs and just kept playing.
Mm.
So that was,
And you've been, well, you've been playing for quite a while now. Can you tell me a little bit about, and don't hold back, let us know, some of the things you've achieved, or some of the even some of the recordings that you may have done over the last however many years?
Is it achievements?
Sorry?
Achievements.
Places you've played.
Yes.
Yeah. Festivals you've played.
Highlights. So Bush Band's Bash,
yes.
Desert Divas, the showcases. Also just one of the ones played out, just doing mentoring work as well.
Yes.
And being that mentor and helping different, you know, artists play. Another highlight is going to Indigenous Women's Festival down in Port Macquarie. I played down there, playing back home at the Yungaburra Folk Festival, Shine on Gimmaway in Cairns, and where have I, else have I played? In Darwin Fringe Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the highlights, I would say, is me and my friends Cassie Williams and Patricia Coleman. We did the 2019 Divas together, all as separate artists, and then after that we got to go to the Nenup Festival in WA to play. So we went as a trio, all doing our music, and then from there I think we just had yarns, can't remember how it came out, but then we were like, because we were mums, and then we were like, okay, let's do Mums on Tour. So Patsy Coleman, she set the Darwin Fringe Festival up to play up there, and then we played in Alice Springs at the Desert Festival. So just us as women on stage, just yarning and talking, and then each sharing our song and going around. So that was cool. And yeah, I would love to do that again if they're keen.
That sounds wonderful. I would put that's got to be a highlight. But the opportunity to share music with others, but also to travel, the opportunity to travel with music must be, I think, possibly one of the great things about it, to share it with other people in sort of far-flung places.
Yep. I think, I feel like even coming here, travelling here, I've just pinched myself. It's like everyone's here, one space, one time, talking about music, playing music. Like, that's something really unique and special. And, that's pretty mad. And another highlight, just quickly add, I went to, in June this year, as a delegate to the International Indigenous Music Summit in Canada, Toronto. And that's where I just immersed myself in, workshops, artists from around the world playing, and just, got to, just for my professional development, and to make connections, and that was awesome.
Was it?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I want to go back next year, so I'm hoping to maybe play there if I can. If not, just go as a delegate and just be immersed by music from all over the world.
Fantastic. That sounds very cool. Can you tell me a little bit about one of the songs I've heard over the last couple of days, which everyone's going to hear here tonight? Satisfied. It's a magnificent song. I absolutely love it. Can you just tell me a little bit about how that came about, some of the perhaps meaning behind some of the lyrics?
I think for me it's just maybe coming out of a relationship and just going, actually, and having, I was travelling on the road, that's what helped it too. So I was travelling, I remember, back from Mareeba back to Alice Springs, and the skies are just blue, open road, and just thinking and reflecting and just going, you know what, just in life in general, you want to be satisfied. You don't want to just do it just because. You want to feel good about it and just feel like, yes, you know, you feel good about in yourself that you want to do something in life. And just keep doing it until you're satisfied.
Yep.
That's pretty much it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's coming up sort of in the next little while for you after after being here at Bush Bands?
My goal is to record. My goal was to come here, reconnect into music, and just work on my social media, work on uploading my music to just little things like APRA MCOS, making sure that my set list's up there. But recording for me is, that's my kind of top why I came to Bush Bands, is to try and like push myself to go, I want to record Satisfied, that song, finally, you know, I want to record other songs, and I'm pushing myself to make sure that's a priority and that's a goal. So when I leave here, that's, I want to connect to where I'm going to, how I'm going to start doing that, and you know, start looking into session musicians, connect with someone that I can just talk, and how I'm going to start that. Yeah.
It's been lovely watching you play with some of the musicians that are here the last few days. So I can totally understand why you'd want to do more of that. Yeah.
I think, I feel like I'm at a space now where I'm ready to record, because I'm, you know, doing the little gigs, the big gigs. I'm practicing all the time, playing all the time, and I feel like I'm just ready now to do that, and then I can write more songs. Or work on other songs, but I just want to share my music too, and have something there, just for anybody to listen, and my friends, my family, my children to have that. Yeah.
Look, it's been an absolute pleasure to spend a little bit of time with you the last couple of days. Have a great one tonight.
Thank you. Bye.
And that was Jessie Kay, who we spoke to on the day of the Bush Bands Bash concert last month at Telegraph Station in Alice Springs. If you'd like to hear full interviews from our Bush Bands Bash themed rotations, you can go to 3cr.org.au/rotations. And here's Jessie Kay's song, Satisfy. Thanks for listening.
Tied to the things that was the worst for me. 'Cause maybe you'd see I did better for you. But hey, now that's gone. Now that is history. 'Cause traveling down the road with the open skies, full on days, and maybe they were lonely. Nice. Keep pushing through, it'll be alright. 'Cause I won't stop till I'm satisfied. Till I'm satisfied. Now things gone away and I can see clear. I was just holding on to something I thought would get better. Now I got to worry only for me. But hey, now that's gone. Now that is history. 'Cause traveling down the road with the open skies, full on days, and baby, they were lonely nights. Keep pushing through, it'll be alright. 'Cause I won't stop till I'm satisfied. Till I'm satisfied. Till I'm satisfied. Till I'm satisfied. I won't stop till I'm satisfied. Till I'm satisfied. Till I'm satisfied. Satisfied.